Smitty, it's fantastic to catch up with you once again at the Regional Australia Bank Rugby Camp. Smaller crew this year and, of course, to a new place here in Taz, but 20 years and congratulations on it. It's a great job, not only 20 years of this camp, but also getting it up and running, considering we've got fires everywhere and drought and just some real restrictions out there.
Yeah, mate, yeah, no, it's great to have doing it for 20 years. It's nice that we're, for our 20th year, I suppose, we've come back to our old stomping ground for the year to, because, you know, the uni fields and all that, unfortunately, just couldn't be used. And then we sort of chatted to Taz and they couldn't be more helpful. They were just so accommodating. It's been great. You know, we're in the new boarding house at the moment, obviously, having this interview with in the girls' boarding house, which is awesome. And, you know, using Croft House, but the fields are great. It's soft. It hasn't been too hot, which has been great for the kids. But, yeah, smaller numbers, but it's just unfortunately, it is what it is at the moment with the drought and the fires and all that sort of things. And, you know, our heart and souls and everything else is going out to all those guys fighting the fires, and people have had loss of life and loss of their houses and stuff. And, you know, we only hope that we get some rain soon and this all gets behind us.
Also, of course, it's great to see you've got your volunteers come in. They do a fantastic job. The usual suspects turn up from all around the state.
Yeah, mate, yeah. Look, the community coaches, as well as the New South Wales, you know, development guys and stuff. And if, you know, if we didn't have them, the camp wouldn't go ahead at all. So it's nice to have, you know, New South Wales support, you know, headed by Gary Walsh in Tamworth, you know. So our group leaders are, you know, look after the kids sort of out of coaching hours, do a great job too from the Albies Rugby Club. And yeah, it's a great environment, really. I think everyone sort of enjoys and wants to come back, especially the coaching staff too.
Also, of course, girls rugby is just going to get bigger and bigger. There might be smaller numbers this year, but again, it'll be something looking forward to next year. And also on the way through, great to see we've got the country champs with Beer and Armidale later in the year, and that's just another opportunity for people to come to Armidale, enjoy the ambience of it, but also hopefully come back for the camp next year.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, yeah. Well, so, you know, we've already, it's funny, Marty, our youngest brother, sort of helps us out with the IT and all that sort of things. Got an email yesterday asking about, you know, there's about half a dozen to 10 girls that are interested in coming next year from the south area of Sydney, and they've already, you know, put a feeler out and want to be on the mailing list, so to speak, for 2021, which, so that's exciting.
Great magnificence that is the business there. Armidale Sports, yeah, of course, selling bats and boots and shoes and balls and all that sort of stuff. How's it been this year? It's been pretty tough with the drought, or just because of quality service and just your great reputation to be able to get your way through, or a bit of a mixture?
Yeah, definitely retail's been hard. I wouldn't, you know, I'm happy I'm doing sport because Australia's such a sporting nation, but it's definitely been tough for us, and I know it's been a lot tougher in other places, and, you know, especially the towns that have been ravaged by the fires, especially, you know, I've got a mate of mine who owns a sports power store in Bateman's Bay, and they've really been belted, unfortunately. So, you know, my heart goes out to those guys. I think people are worse off than you, so, you know, you've always got to think of it. So, you know, 2020 should hopefully be a great year, because we'll, you know, 2020 vision, we shouldn't have to worry about hindsight. We should also be looking at forward, foresight, really. So hopefully 2020 is a good year for all of us, and, you know, we'll move forward anyway and take it as it is.
You want to check out the great extravagance that is Armidale Sports Power? You can give Smoozy a call on 67 724 569. Of course, go to the Facebook page Armidale Sports Power, or send him an email at armidale@sportspower.com.au. But with the Waratahs coming up here on the 21st of March as well, it's good to see we've got a game finally up around this part of the world as far as Super Rugby also.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, it's going to be exciting for a lot of kids, you know, and adults alike. But, you know, to have a Super Rugby game, you know, obviously with the rebuilding of the stadiums in Sydney, it's great for this to get out into the country areas. But, you know, awesome to get out into Tamworth. I mean, there's going to be, you know, kids that would never have probably had an opportunity to do this and go out to watch these guys play. And, you know, I know these young kids here will be excited to see, you know, a couple of the New South Wales guys today, and, you know, one in particular being Alex Nuisance, who's from, you know, the local area, Glen Innes and stuff. So, yeah, it's exciting for everybody, I think, that we're going to have a Super Rugby, because, you know, it's obviously always, it's either overseas or it's metro, it's in those sort of places. You know, Central Coast and Newcastle is basically the only place it sort of goes to outside of the Sydney area. So to come to Tamworth and a lot, it's really exciting.
So, thanks for your time. We wish you all the best moving forward. We look forward to continuing on this great camp that's been happening here at Taz with the Regional Australia Bank National Rugby Camp, and looking forward to what will be a big year of rugby in 2020.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.